We'll sing that song of invitation in just a few minutes. As I mentioned, I would like to talk a little bit about Mosey Lister. The song especially that we might connect with his writings, again, there was two others that I led. Number 482, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. The text is an anonymous American folk hymn, the source of which is unknown. The tune is a spiritual, the source of which is also unknown, and which is considered an American folk song. Both are thought to be from African-American slave origins. In 1940, Kenneth Morris arranged and published for the first time the well-known version after gospel musicians Robert Anderson and R.L. Knowles listened to William B. Hurst direct a performance of it in Kansas City, and then brought it to Morris's attention. The arrangement in our book was made by Thomas Mosey Lister, who was born at Cochran, Georgia, on September the 8th, 1921, the second son of Willie W. and Pearl Holland Lister, who were both musical and attempted to teach their son music at an early age on their farm in the Empire District of Dodge County. They placed the young Lister in the church choir, but soon discovered that he could not distinguish musical tones. Mosey grew up with people of minority groups. When he was 9, he began learning music theory from his father, who taught music as a hobby, and his family moved to a farm where they lived until he was 19. At the age of 12, he started taking violin lessons. His ear training abilities began to improve. And by the time he was a teenager, he was already studying harmony and composition. At age 16, fresh out of high school, Lister decided to get into country music, having transferred his violin lessons into country fiddle and guitar. One of the top-ranked fiddle players in Georgia, he was converted at age 17 and turned his attention to gospel music, hoping to compose. In January 1939, he traveled to the Vaughan School of Music in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, and studied harmony with Adger M. Pace and G.T. Spear to further his desire. After serving in the Navy during World War II, he enrolled in Middle Georgia College, where he continued to study harmony, counterpoint, arranging, piano, and organ. His first involvement in a gospel quartet came in 1941. The same year that his first song was published, as a member with the Sunny South Quartet in Tampa, Florida, which also included Jim Weatherington, with whom he left to form the Melody Masters Quartet. In 1946, he met Wyleen Whitten. They married that same year, moved to Atlanta, and in 1949, gave birth to identical twin daughters, Brenda and Barbara. In 1948, Hovey Lister, no relation, invited him to be the original lead singer for the Statesman Quartet. But he eventually had to quit singing because of vocal problems. For 3 decades, he held a number of different jobs in the music field, including gospel singer, songwriter, and arranger, and since 1955 has devoted his life to writing gospel songs and hymns. His own publishing firm, Mosey Lister Publications, founded in 1953, was merged with Lilliness Publishing Company in 1969. Other well-known songs by Lister include Where No One Stands Alone, Till the Storm Passes By, Then I Met the Master, He Knows Just What I Need, and How Long Has It Been. Once he said, I think that God has directed my thoughts on certain occasions toward writing songs. I don't think my songs would have gone as well as they have if God hadn't directed. I prayed that God would use what talent I have to bring some blessing to other people. Associated for the rest of his life with the Lilliness Publishing Company of Kansas City, Missouri, he became quite famous as a songwriter and arranger, and was also director of publications for the Faith Music Catalog. Lister was inducted in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 1976, and the Southern Gospel Music Association in 1997. His songs have been recorded by nearly every Southern gospel artist. After Wayleen's death in 2001, he married Martha Jean Hunter in 2002 and moved to Franklin, Tennessee, where one of his daughters lived. As of 2014, Lister's songs cataloged over 700 in number, with thousands more in arrangements. He died on February 12th in 2015 at the age of 93. Looking at the words to this song that we have open, I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to thee. Through this world of toil and snares, if I ever falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Two songs that we had sung previously in this one, if you notice, many of the same thoughts are there. They're expressed in just a different way. The idea of trials, of tribulations, of troubles, of the Lord being able to get us through those things, and eventually being able to get that to that place of peace and rest, which the Christian can have forevermore. This evening, if you're not a Christian, if you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have that opportunity. We'll sing a song of invitation. You know, that song of invitation is not sung everywhere. I think since we do that in the United States, we think that's the way everybody ought to do it. There's a lot of places there is no song of invitation. I think an individual usually will have their mind made up of what they need to do. But we sing a song of invitation to encourage. If you need to come and be baptized into Christ, repenting of your sins, making that confession, or in some way you need to change how you're living as a Christian, come while we stand and while we sing.